We have enjoyed a few courses here today with Mr. Jim Petroncelli. Jim, you do have that smile on your face, which is a signature, and especially after three different wines, and we now get to the Zinfandel, and I could have started with this and ended with this.
Yes, we can always drink Zinfandel. Of course, my favorite, because it particularly does well in our region here in Dry Creek, hillsides, been growing here for over 100 years, really has great character, goes well with food, or you can drink it by itself. It works either way.
Well, I think we're going to do all of the above here today, and Chef has some great ideas for some food. But in the meantime, we're going to pour a glass of this, and this is the 2011 Zinfandel from Petroncelli, and this is Sonoma County at its best. Oh, yes. And pour one for yourself there, Jim. This one is absolutely beautiful. And interesting, this wine and Zinfandel in general, it keeps going deeper into the soil, so you can have a different taste, a little bit extra each year.
Zinfandel, particularly in the hillsides, has a little smaller crop load, and that brings out the intensity in the fruit, and that reflects into the wine. This particular one we're tasting today or sharing with the food is the what we call our mother clone, which is our term for old vines or vines that are propagated from the old plantings that go back 100 years in the valley here. So we really have the same characteristics of those early plantings and yet on modern vines. It does do the best here and really works well with the foods.
Well, folks, we have a couple of dishes that just came to the table. And Jim, I think that we could try each of these wines again with these dishes. And I think that's the direction I'm going to go in.
Wine and food, the perfect combinations here. And it's amazing. All wines tend to make all foods even better.
We're going to put that theory to the test right now, and I think that the smiles on our face will tell you that we have been very successful. Thank you, my friend. Petroncelli.com. Again, folks, and that's PEDRONCELLI.com.
Just like a song.
Well, folks, we're in for a treat here today. I'm sitting with Mr. Jim Petroncelli, and Jim, harvest is coming upon us again. It's been another great growing season here in Sonoma County, and Pinot Noir on the table, and this is a beautiful wine, and we're going to go through a transition here with the new labels also.
Yes, new labels coming up, which we're excited about.
Really, one of the great wines of Petroncelli is the Pinot Noir, and an incredible focus here for this wine. Jim's going to pour us some great wine. Unbelievable color there.
Which Pinot Noir always has a very bright color to it, and which really reflects the grapes very well. And in particular, this 2011 we're about to taste is from the Russian River Valley, which is a little further south, borders on the Dry Creek Valley. And it's a little bit cooler there, so it's ideal growing conditions for not only Chardonnay, but the Pinot Noir. So we're always excited to have that fruit for our Pinot Noir program.
Well, you know, Jim, that Chardonnay and Pinot Noir have come to the forefront here all over the world when coming from Sonoma County, and especially the Russian River and the Sonoma coast.
Oh, definitely the areas to grow Pinot Noir. It's really being recognized as a premier area, and we're lucky enough to have fruit from those vineyards there. The quality reflects into the wine.
Indeed, and it's time to eat here, and Jim, you don't look hungry at all.
Oh, I can always eat.
Jim Petroncelli and I are going to enjoy some great Pinot Noir here, 2011 from Petroncelli. Well, folks, we have enjoyed yet another course here at Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I don't know what is more famous, the inn or the restaurant. I think it's just a great combination sitting here, and we are out in the Russian River area. Tell folks about that a little bit. This is probably your homeland.
It's a hidden gem in Sonoma County. Everyone wants to go visit Santa Rosa or Sonoma, and they forget about the Russian River and the beautiful little city of Guerneville.
This time of the year, there's a little rain coming down out, and I love this time of year. You can get into the tasting rooms, and you might even be able to get a reservation in here for a couple of nights. This is a very hard spot to get into. Once you do, you'll keep coming back.
Absolutely. And later in the summer and the fall, reservations are definitely recommended.
We have enjoyed a night here already. We're on our second night. Tell us about this. I had this for dinner last night. This is one of my favorite.
It's definitely the flagship dish of the restaurant. It's a cocoa nib crusted rack of California lamb. Just take some cocoa nibs and grind them up, slather it on top of a lamb rack, and just roast it away to perfection. And we serve it with a sherry braised chorizo sauce, which complements the sweet bitterness of the chocolate perfectly.
Wow. It sounds as good as it looks and smells, and that all gets together, and your senses are on fire here. And these beautiful wines from the Russian River go perfectly with it. We have a number of them on the table, and I can't decide if I like the Zin, the Pinot, or the Syrah, so I'm going to have all three.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll join you in all three.
And, Chef, you've been here for a while, and this must be a great place to come to work. I can see that everybody's just having a great time putting out an amazing product.
Yeah, you know, everything goes like clockwork.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy yet another wine and yet another course. We'll tell you about the wine right now on Have Wine, We'll Travel.